despite angry protests from the opposition and homeowners who were up in that public gallery, the government rammed through legislation last July on defective concrete block homes. You said you were doing it because you wanted to urgently get on with introducing a scheme that could work for the families. Minister, I want to tell you today that there are around 500 homeowners, families, stuck in stage one. They can't get access to financial supports. They're stuck in dangerous homes, in some cases, homes that are just not fit for human habitation. Have you seen them yourself, Minister? There's no way you would expect any family to live in some of these homes. And there's a real sense of abandonment. There's a sense that the government pulled off a con, that they told the rest of the country, see these protests and these stories you heard that cause you so much concern? That's all sorted now. We've signed the checks. It's all okay. It's far from okay. There are huge numbers of families from Donegal right down the west coast of Ireland who are trapped in despair. And remember, it's almost 3 years ago that you announced the first scheme that became a discredited scheme, the so-called 90-10. It dragged on and on. You then have this new scheme, which is very limited also. And we will introduce amending legislation through Eoghan O'Brien, our spokesperson, on all of that. But what I want to raise here today, I cannot, Minister, for the life of me, understand why you will not task the housing agency and the local authorities, be it in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and Limerick, hopefully soon Sligo and other counties, to assist families that are stuck in homes that aren't fit for human habitation. How can you force families to remain in those homes this winter? Why are you not helping them find temporary alternative accommodation and paying for it? They have to pay for a mortgage and find temporary accommodation, which just isn't there. Why are you not looking at high-quality modular housing? These are the types of things that pit one set of people against another, and it's wrong. There are solutions for everybody, but you're making a hames of the whole lot. So I'm saying, in terms of the families in these dangerous homes, please help them urgently.